see, about like that. I was born on November 11th, 1891, in the village of Michnovice, situated at the foot of Carpathian Mountains, a province of Galicia, Ukraine, which at that time was part of Austrian Empire. That part of Central Europe was strictly populated, thickly populated, and industry was not developed. These conditions forced many small landowners to emigrate to other parts of the world to seek better living conditions. My father, who was one of those small landowners and had a good-sized family to support, has to look for work elsewhere to supplement for our existence. He spent 7 years working here in Pennsylvania steel mills. In those days, the wages were very small, so after paying for his room and board, also for his trip, which was made by borrowing money, he couldn't contribute much for our support. There was one bright side: is the rate of money exchange. Whenever he could save and send us $10, we received 25 Austrian dollars, which was a big help to us. My mother and us children, we worked land while he was away. When father returned, he often remarked that the young fellow had better chance in America, for he can learn a language quicker and have a better paying job. I was 18 then and decided to go to America. So in the month of November 1909, I left my native village. It was sad parting with my parents, brother, and his sisters. My mother was crying something awful. She kissed me and said, "Son, something tells me I will never see you again." Her premonition was right. I never went back, and they both of my parents died during the First World War. Winter started early there. There was a foot of snow. We traveled by sled about 10 miles to the railroad station, then 3 days on a train to the port of Bremen, Germany. And then we stayed 2 weeks in an immigrant house waiting for our ship. Every day we walk the street looking for the ocean, not knowing that there still was about 40 minutes train ride to the place of embarkation, which is called Bremenhaven. We boarded the ship, which had a name, Zeton, written on it, and was given a large room with many people in it. And I don't know whether that was a steerage or a third class. the food was terrible and no and poor sanitation. It took us 14 days to cross the Atlantic. I was seasick most of the time and thought I'll never see the land again. Our ship docked in New York Harbor Saturday night, and next day, December the 20th, we were ordered all on a deck. It was cold, frosty morning. We stood there a long time. My shoes had holes in it from the long trip, and I nearly froze. Next, we were taken in the boat to Ellis Island, where we had to answer many questions and examined by doctors. The custom official surprised me, for he spoke my language. He asked if I had money. I showed him a bunch of dollar bills. He didn't count it. I was glad of it, because I didn't have enough. Then, joking, he said, "I suppose next thing you're going to get married." I said, "No, I'm worried next thing if I'd be able to find a job." After that, they rushed us to the train. I didn't have time to say goodbye to my traveling companions. Before entering train, we were given a bag of food for $1. I was told that it was compulsory to take it. In the bag was a loaf of bread, piece of cheese, dry sausage, couple oranges, couple apples, which I ate on a train. It tasted awfully good to me. The train arrived in Herkimer during the night. I was met by my countryman who was living there already for 1 year, and he took us to a place where he was staying. So this was the end of a long journey, which I did not enjoy it, and maybe this was the reason I never went back to my native land. While walking from the railroad station to the house, I was very much impressed with the new scenery. There wasn't much snow on the ground. The streets were lighted. The people wore factory-made clothes. The houses were painted different colors. All that fascinated me. My friends found me a job in the mill at 75 cents a day, working 10 hours. As my clothes were pretty well worn during my voyage, I bought my first suit of clothes. It cost $10. Went first time to the movie. Admission was 10 cents. I hardly understood anything that was printed on a screen. Only the name of the actress, Mary Pickford. That movie and the newspaper that the boy sold on the street at 2 cents a copy arose my curiosity and desire to learn English. So I studied at night and Sundays went to different churches and listened attentively to sermons in order to learn how to pronounce words. In the year 1913 we were married, and also same year I quit my job in the mill and started business of my own, which is still going today. Yes, we were blessed with the 8 children, 6 of them are living, and I wish them very much that they learn English, that they learn my native language. But as a teacher I failed, because I was not insistent and did not want to interfere with their studies in school. Besides working long hours in the store, I could not devote much time to my family. No, I wouldn't want to go back to old country to live, because after living here over half a century, I would be a stranger there. Besides, I want to live here with my children and my grandchildren. But I would like to go to visit, for I still have 2 sisters living in Ukraine. As for my children, it would be up to them if they want to go for the visit and see how the people live there. No, I never regretted for leaving the old country, for here I have had an opportunity to better my living conditions and educate my children. These things were impossible in the old country. Well, where you